There's one thing that the American Hauntings podcast knows about, and that's mothers. We featured a lot of great mothers in a lot of our episodes. Pearl Curran, Julia Lemp, Sarah Moore, Marie Laveau, Jane Mansfield, Tamsin Donner, Delphine LaLaurie, Belle Gunness. Okay, maybe leave out those last two. But what I'm saying is that with Mother's Day coming soon, you need a truly special gift for your mom because, well, she's not Belle Gunness. So let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that literally turns your mom's life story into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question in her email, the same way she sends you questions about your dating life or when you plan to give her grandkids. Anyway, these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you want to ask. She replies by either typing in the answers or by recording her own voice. Then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a keepsake book, and they can create an audiobook that uses her voice recordings, preserving her voice and her stories forever. As anyone who doesn't have their mom around anymore can tell you, having your mother's stories about growing up, being a kid, and overcoming life's challenges will be something that you and your kids will treasure. And let's be honest, your mom has given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a very cool way to share them. Honestly, I decided to try this out for myself, and I sent it to my mom, and she's not exactly a whiz at computers, but she still found it really easy to use. My mom might have had a little more unusual childhood than a lot of mothers do, so I'm really glad to have this. And I think you'll be glad to give one to your mother, too. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use the code HAUNTINGS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use the code HAUNTINGS for 10% off today. If you take a group of the most enthusiastic ghost hunters in America and ask them to name the most haunted city in the country, most would spring to their feet and cry out the name New Orleans. The very name New Orleans conjures up a variety of thoughts in the minds of anyone who hears it, from the soft sounds of jazz to the clop of horses' hooves on cobblestone, the whir of ceiling fans, streetcars on canal, Pat O'Brien's hurricanes, and hot, spicy gumbo. Along the swollen Mississippi River, the city dozes in the heat, only to come alive at night with the revelry of its people and the blare of music and laughter from Bourbon Street. This is what most people think of when they dream of New Orleans, but there is another side to the city that most tourists never see. It's an underbelly and a darkness that is as carefully hidden as the small courtyards that are tucked between crumbling buildings in the French Quarter. It's a dark side, and like those secret courtyards, you have to know where to look for it. If you don't find it at first, don't worry, because it's liable to sneak up and surprise you when you least expect it. The dark side of New Orleans is as much a part of the city as Chicory-laced coffee and beignets. And it's saturated with it, with bloody tales of pirates, thieves, Storyville bordellos, voodoo, murder, and of course, ghosts. It's been said that New Orleans has more ghosts than there are wrought iron balconies in the French Quarter. This is a place that has a history that lends itself to hauntings. It has so many dark tales that even the devil himself came here to visit. Hauntings fill the streets of New Orleans until they overflow. And in season 4 of the American Hauntings podcast, we'll be taking you on a trip into the dark side of New Orleans, a place where lives are cheap, houses are haunted, and people have been known to play jazz music to keep away the most sinister boogeyman that the city has ever known. It's a city where the past literally comes to life, a place where war left its mark, where slavery left a legacy, and where Creole society created tales that are still told today. New Orleans is the most haunted city in America, and we're going to reveal a side of the Big Easy that you've never seen and bring you a season of the podcast with more stories of spirits, scandals, and sins than we've ever attempted before. So lock the doors, turn down the lights, mix up a hurricane, and mark the calendar for November 2019 when we bring you season 4 of the American Hauntings podcast, haunted New Orleans.